This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, January 24th. Well, nice day up in the cattle space. Live cattle and feeder cattle getting a pretty strong updraft. Corn markets under quite a bit of pressure yesterday, so that added some momentum to the upside for feeders. Got a live cattle market that's higher, a corn market that's sharply lower. Feeders certainly seeing the path of least resistance to the upside and closing up a couple bucks on the March contract. So a nice updraft, and in fact, feeder cattle actually gapped higher. It's a small gap, but it is a gap nonetheless. So I think that now, if the market pulls back, you look for support at that gap area, which is basically yesterday's low, which is a pretty good pullback if we get it. But I think the market is showing us that we've started our next leg up. And I've long felt that you're going to see good demand for grass calves this spring across the Central Plains, the Northern Plains, the Midwest, having a much better moisture situation. If nothing else, you'll get an early start to green up on the pastures. You've got water in your reservoirs, and you've got you've been in a situation where you've been liquidating your herd for the last 3 or 4 years in some of these areas. So they're going to be, if they've got grass and the prospect for at least a good hay crop from a first cutting, I think that they're going to, number one, be retaining heifers, and two, be looking for calves to place on grass, and more in particular in the southern and central plains. The southern plains is still dry in the western half of those southern plains, so that's still an issue, and obviously that's major cattle country. But the drought area is shrinking. The prospect of La Nina fading and at least coming to a neutral ENSO bodes well for more rain systems to move through the southern plains. We'll see if that all develops. And that's still a ways down the road. There is some talk that producers would take wheat pasture and graze it off. At least that's something for the cattle. But I think we're in the early stages of heifer retention, herd rebuilding, and that alone makes supplies of calves tight. But you're coming out of very aggressive herd liquidation, especially last year. But over the last 3 to 4 years, we've been in this cycle of herd reduction. So the rebuilding process is going to take a while, and we're at the very beginning stages of that. We're already worried about supplies of feeder cattle availability to the feedlots, and this is just going to amplify it. The more moisture we get across the Great Plains from south to north, the more it creates a concern of tight supplies of feeder cattle available to the feedlots, because producers are going to hang on to them, or there's going to be a lot of bidding competition in the auction barns. So this action yesterday in feeder cattle is very solid. I think the place to be positioned, either the March, but especially the May, now that we feel more confident that we've established the low, typically you're going to have your calves placed on grass by early May. So that would be the month that you see your, I think, when you see the seasonal tendency top out. It's carrying a pretty hefty premium, and so clearly the market is already looking at that, but it's carrying a $9 premium to the March. But either way, I think both of these contract months are going to perform well as we move our way through the spring. Cash trade last week, a little bit weaker on the Fed trade. We're averaging around 155, which is down 2 on the week, still up 18 from a year ago. Dress trade at 248 was down 3, up 30 from a year ago. Dressed weights at 830 pounds, down 2 on the week and down 15 from last year. Steer prices at 187. In the Southern Plains, that's down 2 from the previous week and up 17 over last year. Rib prices at 466, down 30 on the week but up 53 over last year. 90% trimmings at 248, up 1 on the week, down 29 from last year. So year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter, and yeah, we're only 3 weeks into the year, but it's running down 0.2% from a year ago. Cow slaughter is down 3.7%. Dressed weights are down 1.5%, and beef production is down 1.6%. And again, it's early in the year, but that's just getting enough data to start quoting those numbers in comparison to a year ago. No cash trade developed so far this week, but box beef values were lower yesterday. Choice was down 28 cents at 271, select down 194 at 254. So the spread gained $1.66 at 1695. Movement was 107 loads. Slaughter rate so far this week, 124,000 head, and that is 1,000 less than a week ago, but still up 6,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 66 cents at 177.69. So after a string of 5 days where the feeder cattle index was lower and losing about $5 to $6, we are now at least getting some stabilization in that cash index. So it appears that, you know, the storms from the holidays did back up some cattle, and we've got some bunching up going on here. Feedlots have gotten a bit behind on the marketings, but that's mainly just simply because cattle were not in condition. They had lost some weight or were stressed. So we're coming out of that, and I think, they're trying to get caught up here. So that's created some pressure in the cash. You know, Packers obviously have some leverage here, but they do need to keep those numbers moving. I think once the feedlots get caught up and kind of push out these bottlenecked numbers, they're going to be back having some leverage over the Packers. And we're coming into some time periods where your numbers are going to be quite a bit tighter because of light placements last fall. So I think that we're looking into tighter numbers for fed cattle availability. Domestic and export demand has been rock solid, and we expect that to remain so even at this point. Typically, as you get into the first couple weeks of the year, you're coming out of the holiday bullishness of beef consumption, and you tend to move to the lower end cuts. But so far, consumer demand has hung right in there, and that's impressive. I think that's telling that even with all this talk of recession and the inflation that we did see, consumer demand just continued to be very supportive to the market. Inflation is coming down somewhat. That should bode well as well for domestic demand. And with the weaker dollar, we should continue to see, I think, the exports hang right in there as well. So again, basically looking for demand to remain pretty robust, and getting it to tighter numbers, that does bode well for supporting the cash trade for the fed cattle, and obviously that bodes well for feeder cattle. Feed grain prices, I expect, will continue to pull back. We've had very good rains in Argentina that is stabilizing their corn production, and we're looking at the probability of record corn production coming out of Brazil. It's a few months down the road before it hits the pipeline, but they are supplying world corn at the moment, and the U.S. has really struggled to move any corn. So that keeps domestic supplies, I think, pretty high, and not too much concern about feed grain tightness here in the United States. The one thing that could throw a wrench into that is if the railroad strikers step up again and slow down rail traffic, that throws a big kink into feed grain movement. And that would shift the demand over to wheat in the Central Plains. But for now, we don't see that on the horizon really at this point. But that is something to keep in mind. And certainly that would be more bearish for corn and bullish for wheat. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.